This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police opened fire in lower downtown last weekend when a suspect flashed a gun, but the officers hit five other people who were leaving bars at the time. CPR's Allison Sherry heard from those victims.
24-year-old Bailey Alexander was at a food truck with some friends when she heard a gunfire and felt warmth around her shoulder and back. She had been shot by police.
Just very grateful that we're all still here.
Alexander is expected to make a full recovery. DPD says three officers fired seven rounds. The suspect was also hit and is expected to survive. He faces criminal charges. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Fort Collins woman will serve 2 years probation after lying on a petition to prevent a Colorado State University police officer from accessing guns. Susan Holmes was found guilty of perjury for claiming she was related to CSU Corporal Philip Morris, who fatally shot her son Jeremy in 2017. Morris and another CSU officer were cleared by an investigation into the shooting, according to the newspaper The Coloradoan. Denver Public Schools is improving its air systems with education funds meant to help the nation bounce back from the pandemic. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
DPS plans to install 800 air sensors in classrooms and libraries. They will detect CO2 levels, humidity, temperature, and air pollution from wildfire smoke. The district has closely monitored the effects of climate change, especially from wildfires in recent years. DPS hopes the monitors will improve the district's legacy health problems like asthma. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Another slowdown today on Interstate 70 through the Eisenhower Tunnel. Westbound lanes are closed until 5 p.m. Crews are repairing parts of the walls inside the tunnel that were damaged by ice. This is CPR News and KRCC.